Anchorage School Superintendent Carol Como says the district's new racial balance is not surprising.
Last year, we hit a major milestone, becoming 50% minority and 50% majority. This year, we're 51% students of color and 49% Caucasian. So the trend continues, and we truly are an international city in every sense of the word.
District records show that in 1976, over 85% of the Anchorage student body identified themselves as white. By the 1998-1999 school year, the white majority had fallen to around 65%. Despite the new 51% designation, this year the only racial minority percentage to increase from last year was the Asian or Pacific Islander group. It rose from 12% to 13%. That's a little over 420 students from the 2007-2008 count. The 13% ties them with multi-ethnic, a new designation demanded by the federal government 2 years ago. A popular choice among many students, the multi-ethnic designation has also proven to be fluid. A tracking of student choices in consecutive years showed that while more than 3,500 switched to multi-ethnic, well over 1,700 opted out for another designation. Como says the changes represent a natural phenomenon for many students.
I think young people, particularly teenagers, are really still struggling with their identity. And I've talked to enough of them that sometimes they feel that they're more closely aligned with one category than the other, and I think they struggle with that.
While the multi-ethnic category can offer some students a more accurate designation, Como says not all groups have been happy about the new choice.
That, I know, has been a major concern in the African-American community because, and the Alaska Native population, because they're needing to identify their students by a certain ethnic category. And if their numbers are going down, then that's directly related to funding.
Como points to this year's influx of students from rural areas, particularly from Alaska Native communities. The new students number in the hundreds, but the Alaska Native or American Indian percentage remained at 9%, unchanged from last year. A number of the students, she says, appear to be describing themselves as multi-ethnic. While that choice does impact federal funding for such programs as Indian education, Como says there is a larger consideration.
I think we have to always focus on what's really important for the students. And if they feel good about what category they check off or categories, then I feel good about it.
Como urged the school board members to pay special attention as they visit district schools to the racial makeup of the students. She considers the mixture one of the district's primary educational assets.
It's really striking to me that the vast majority of our schools are now very diverse, and I think our students are just going to be so much better prepared to live in the world. And certainly I was when I was growing up.
This student diversity can come with additional costs, especially if the students require special services, such as English as a second language classes and tutoring. Some of that cost aspect should appear at the next regular session of the Anchorage School Board when it receives the annual class size report, and in particular, the section devoted to English language learners. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.